Continuing with our exploration of Hodu, just want to raise a couple of things in the next few psukim, next series of psukim. So we talked about the distinction between the name Yisrael and Yaakov, which appears in the pasuk we took a look at yesterday, Zera Yisrael Avdo B'nei Yaakov B'chirav. And listen to this pasuk, Hu Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav, translated and interpreted by the stone, Hu Hashem Elokeinu, He is the God, He is our God, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav, and His judgments are throughout the land. Now, according to the series that some of you may know, the Dat Mikra series, they believe, and I'm not sure who was the author of this part of Tehillim, I can't remember who was the wrote the commentary, suggests that this pasuk actually should go right back to the first pasuk, Hodul Hashem Kir'u Vishmo. David HaMelech is telling the reader, us, Kir'u Vishmo, call out to Hashem's name. And this pasuk begins the response of calling out in Hashem's name. Hu Hashem Elokeinu, we call out, Hashem is our God, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav, and throughout all the land are His judgments. So I think that's an interesting sort of parallel here. He is our God, Hu Hashem Elokeinu. And when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, one of the things that I think that we are, Rashi specifically mentions, what we're lamenting, is that He's really only our God for this time. But there comes a time that we believe that He will be the God of the entire universe. But that time hasn't come yet. So there's a certain messianic hope that we declare every time we say Shema Yisrael. He is our Elokeinu now, but not quite the Elokim of all the Umot HaOlam. But having said that, Hu Hashem Elokeinu, but we still believe B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav, that the judgments of God are not just toward us. He is not the God that is connected just to the Jewish people and sort of forgets the rest of the world. That's not the way God runs the world. He's created it all, and He continues to rule over the entire world, whether they recognize the rulership or they don't. But God's judgments, Mishpatav, are in fact judgments over the entire world. Then the Navi, David HaMelech, says this, Zichru le'olam brito, davar tziva le'elef dor. Zichru le'olam brito, remember His covenant forever, davar tziva le'elef dor. The word, apparently that's what is the davar, the word He commanded for 1,000 generations. So let's go to the first three words, Zichru le'olam brito. Which brit? What are we talking about? David HaMelech is calling to all of us, you who are reading this, you shall, us, we shall remember His covenant. What covenant are we referring to? What we're referring to is Brit Bein HaBetarim, the covenant that Hashem made with Avram Avinu in Parshat Lech Lecha, Perek Tedvav, which, by the way, we invoked so much during the celebration, the observance of Chag HaPesach, because that's what Hashem had told Moshe, had told Avram Avinu. Your children will be Ger Be'Erzalem. They're going to now be... They're going to be strangers in a strange land, and they're going to be slaves there. I'm going to take them out. I'm going to judge the other nation harshly, but fine. But zichru, do not forget the notion of the brit bein habitarim. Zichru le'olam brito, that we have a connection, a covenant with God. So even if it may look around us that the world does not abide by that covenant, is our covenant there? Yes, ours is. Ours is intact. Our remains intact, whether or not the rest of the nations of the world understand and recognize their relationship to God, our relationship is there. Davar tzival elef dor. Now, here you have an interesting dichotomy, but not divergence is a better word, I think, amongst the Meforshim. Davar tzival elef dor. If you take a look, even the Art Scroll Sidur is quoting Tzilosa de Avraham, that it's referring to Torah. God's word will last forever. But Rashi doesn't quote it that way. Rashi understands it in a really different way. When you take a look at Rashi, Rashi understands Davar refers to Torah. Okay? And Le'elef Dor refers to a Gemara Masechet Chagiga, as well as brought down in the Midrash, that Hashem actually had intended not to share the Torah for 1,000 generations. For 1,000 generations, that was Hashem's plan, not to share Torah. But He took a look at the world, He changed His plan, and He revealed part of the Torah for the 20th generation. That was Avram's generation. So aspects of Torah and what God had wanted the world to recognize were initially to take much longer, But Hashem said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to begin to reveal myself. So Rashi sees, Davar tziva le'elef dor, that which Hashem was ultimately going to let be revealed only after 1,000 generations, that he revealed first. And by the way, what's davar? What does the word davar mean? So according to this translation, I translated, I think, a little bit more generically, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations. But just to remind you, what do we call the Aseret HaDibrot? That the idea of God's revelation as he gave it to the Jewish people of Har Sinai, they were called Dibrot. That's the word of Torah. Torah, in fact, is called a Davar or a Dibra. That's the shorish. That's the etymological root of the Dibrot. Davar Tziva Le'elef Dor. And then we come and we'll end with this pasuk. Asher Karat Et Avraham. This Davar Tziva Le'elef Dor. In fact, this leads us to believe that the Gemara's interpretation, Masechet Chagiga, may in fact be more correct, because the next verse is Asher Karat Et Avraham. What he revealed earlier on than he was intending to, he revealed and he entered into a brit with Avram Avinu. He revealed himself to Avram, created the brit, and Shvuoto Li Yitzchak. His oath, his pledge. What does Li Yitzchak mean? How would you translate the word Li Yitzchak? To Yitzchak, to Isaac. Except there is no point in the Chumash where Hashem ever enters into a oath with Yitzchak. It's not there. He doesn't make a specific oath to Yitzchak. Some of the Forshim say, well, it's not really an oath to Yitzchak, but it's an oath that he continued through Yitzchak. The oath that he made with his father Avraham continued through Yitzchak. I want you to look at this. I don't know whether you're going to catch this. Maybe some of you will. I didn't until I began to learn this a little bit more deeply. Asher karat et Avraham ushvoto li Yitzchak. We quote this pasuk in a life cycle ritual. Anybody know where? Where? Brit Milah. And the Kriyat Shem, just going to flip to it, the Kriyat Shem, which is right often at the end of Shacharit, if you take a look at the Kriyat Shem, there's a series of brachot that are in the Siddur. Sorry for taking an extra minute here. I heard you say, Chaim, exactly what I wanted to for people to chop, and you did. So just to find it, okay, here we go. Here's the Kriyat Shem. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Kayem et hayelet hazeh la'avi ume'o, we give the name. V'nemar zachar le'olam brito davar tzival elef dor. Asher karatet Avraham ush shvuato le... Anybody know what the next word is? You're going to say Yitzchak. Well, you're right and you're wrong. In the Kriyat Shem and a Brit Milah, the word is Yitzchak. That's the name. Yitzchak. Not Yitzchak. Okay, so how does that work? So do you remember I told you when we first started doing this that this tefillah actually has two sources? One is Sefer Tehillim and one is Divrei HaYamim. And this verse, which appears in both, these beginning verses appear in both, there's a distinction. In Divrei HaYamim, it appears as Yitzchak, but in Tehillim, it appears as Yitzchak. So, assuming, therefore, that the version that's in our Siddur must be the version from Divrei HaYamim, because it's quoting Yitzchak, it's not quoting Yitzchak. But what's the difference? So the Chidushei Harim, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Alter, the first Gera Rebbe, this is Rabbi Bergman, gave his first shiur on Chassidus tonight, so I have to invoke somehow, and certainly it's a family tradition because I come from Ger, both my mother's side and my father's side. The Chidushei Harim has an interesting observation, and he says that the reason that there's a difference between Yitzchak and Yitzchak is this. Avram Avinu, maintains the Chidushei Harim, had a Ruach HaKodesh that his son's name, before he was born, was ultimately going to be Yitzchak. And the name Yitzchak somehow carries with it the prophetic understanding of the destiny of the Jewish people. That's what the name Yitzchak represents. But Yitzchak represents something else. Do you remember when the baby was born, when Yitzchak was born, do you remember what it says the people of the generation said about Sarah? That the baby might have not been Avraham's baby. And they were cynical. The late Sanim said it wasn't Avram's baby. Whose baby was it? It was Avimelech's baby because he had captured her and taken her home. And who knows what happened there? So according to the Chiddush Ha'arim, when it comes to the Bris Milah, we invoke that Yitzchak. Why? Because it invokes the notion of the Leitzanim who were so chakim, who were mocking and laughing. Not the tzatzchok that the Chumash says Sarah invoked, but it's the tzichok with the scene that the Leitzanim of the door and at the Bris Milah of the son of Avram Avinu, the name Yitzchak was as it were to a slap back in the face of all the Leitzanim and say, he is the legitimate heir of Avraham, and instead of mocking us, we, as it were, use that name to turn and respond to you. An interesting distinction how the Tefillah uses that name in one place and not the other in Divrei Hayamim. Rabbi Hananya ben